You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? This is another edition of 3Wide Podcast with EG3, rebranded edition here, Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, coming at you on this Thursday night, May 18th, 2023. Folks, this is the part one of the crossover Darlington in North Wilkesboro. Who would have put that in the same sentence in this modern area? We'll get to that here throughout the weekend. These episodes will drop this weekend. And I already got one dropping here that should be dropping here in any moment here, which focuses on what I've been doing in the running scene here in the last several weeks here and in the preparation of getting ready for Grandma's within a month. Wow, cannot believe it as well. I'm not going to spoil anything else on that. You're going to have to check that episode out, which, oh, by the way, that's episode 355 of this podcast as well. If you're new to the show, welcome on board of this podcast. Glad you can join us here. If you love what you're hearing here tonight or whenever you listen to this episode, definitely make sure you subscribe to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 wherever you get your podcast, folks. And let's just get on right on into it here. Let's just start with Darlington, right? And all three divisions were in force last weekend at the Lady in Black. Too tough to tame, right? First off, I'm not going to go too deep into it because I'm splitting this up, so we're going to roll with the punches where they go, right? All right, so Christian Eckes went in overtime there in the truck series, and then the races I saw, Xfinity, last Saturday, right? John Hunter Nemechek, Kyle Larson doing battle there, and Kyle Larson there, John Hunter Nemechek battle the last few laps there. Kyle Larson gets the lead for a little bit. John Hunter Nemechek makes one final move and comes up short on the other end, and not only being short, but being spun out there on the last half a lap there. And Kyle Larson won the Xfinity Series race. Okay, now it's flipping the script to where we are with the Cup Series, right? And the fact that this race got turned upside down, first off there, unfortunately for Ross Chastain on this one, Mark Trish Jr. screwed himself up there. Martin, he should have not did that. That was un-Martin-like there to go after like he did there. He bounced off of Ross Chastain. That really turned the race for him. Right there, he did get a stage point there. He did win. He did win stage one, and then should have at least finished stage two in second there. But yeah, I was unlike Martin there. I understand the sentiment there of getting after it, but when you're around a controversial driver in Ross Chastain, you don't know what the hell is going to happen there. And the fact that Daniel Suarez was too damn slow on a back end of the lead lap, not once but freaking twice there, and Ross Chastain was cutting him a lot of slack there. He was cutting him a lot of slack there as well. So was not happy there as well. Daniel Suarez was not happy, really happy with him either in that situation. So there's that as well. But and then the Ryan Newman caution. Ryan Newman back in the series. Look at the one-time deal with Rick Rear Racing of all teams. We kind of talked about that a little bit on last week's episode of the podcast there. Why are you going to come back and drive for a sorry-ass team? That's beyond me. That is beyond me right there. So we have to deal with that going in, right? So now you're dealing with not only that, but you're going to a places there where, all right, so fantasy, right? Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain been going at it hard all day long. We're getting to the good stuff here in this podcast, here in this episode of the podcast. Larson, Chastain going back and forth, racing each other hard. No surprise there. And fact that matter is late in this race there, to get tangled up, and funny enough, I had them both in one of my fantasy leagues. I was going to score big. I was going to take home some moolah, and then that happened. I knew as soon as, not one, but they restarted together twice late in this race, and the Goodyear 400 we're talking about now on the Cup Series, thinking to myself, this is not going to end well. This is going to cost me big on so many levels, and it cost them both dearly. And Cliff Daniels was pissed. Kyle Larson was pissed. And it showed. Kyle Larson just took Chastain, like, all the way down the damn backstretch there. Show his displeasure there. Rick Henner was pissed there. And it leads. We had a train in the background. I apologize for that. I can't do anything about that, but you hear a train in the background. I apologize for that. But anyways, you're doing it injustice there. And the fact of the matter is now, Ross Chastain. And oh, by the way, we're what, almost 6 minutes in? Yeah, William Byron winning a League Cup Series leading third win of 2023. Basically getting a redemption. I want to say, That's not really the right word, because I know Fox, they used it, and it wasn't like he beat Joey Logano. I don't know where Joey Logano finished. I don't have the finishing order in front of me at the moment, but it was kind of a take back race there for him, because it was, I want to say, revenge, because Joey Logano, he did not, it wasn't like he like spin Joey Logano off for turn three or whatever and for the win, right? So William Byron was in his position to win this race last year, and of course he got punted by Logano, right? So there, so William Byron, series leading third win of the season, right? So there you go. That on the other front of the Hendrick spectrum, we have a pissed off owner, Rick Hendrick, calling Chastain out, and for good measure, because quite honestly, it might be okay for some of y'all NASCAR folk, NASCAR media out there, to feed off that attention, but for us fans, I think it was cute last year. Look, it, half tempted to use the example I wanted to use was was seeing the pretty girl in high. We just wrapped up graduation here in Manhattan, Kansas, right? So seeing the pretty girl in high school, you want to date, right? The pretty girl everyone wants to date, right? And you have interest in dating this girl, right? But you don't have the stones to do it, right? So she's the talk of the town. She's the talk of the school. Everyone, ooh, look at that! Damn, look at that! No, this is get off the rails real quick. But you know what I'm saying? All right, you get what I'm saying with that, right? Ross Chastain, he was the Ross Chastain, right? He was the storyline maker. He was a story maker last year, right? Trackhouse Racing. If Ross Chastain was not a part of damn Trackhouse Racing, Trackhouse Racing wouldn't be a story every week. Because look, Daniel Suarez says he's got that one win last year that put himself back on the map. But he's been, I mean, prior to that win, he was fast. That 99 was fast. This year, that 99 has been very consistent. And the one car continuing to have his stay in what, the top 10 every freaking week. And every week comes consequences. Obviously, you have to fight last week there, which I definitely understand that. But his on-track antics continue to rub drivers in the wrong way. You have Jeff Bodine over here talking about, oh, he ain't racing. No, this champion ain't racing nobody. They're hard. Oh, he's on the show. Yeah, yeah. Well, look, there's one difference I can say right now on this podcast that alarms heavily with that statement. Ross Chastain ain't winning races. He's causing a lot of problems on a racetrack, and this is what the result is. You piss a lot of drivers off, and yeah, look, the dude finished second last year, for crying out loud, right? He was a story, he was a talk of the town, especially after that wall-busting move in Martinsville in the playoffs to get himself to steal a playoff spot away from Denny Hamlin last year. That was the talk of the entire offseason. That was the talk. We had that discussion here on this podcast, obviously, but that was the entire talk of this whole, of the whole, like, lead up to the championship game, race at Phoenix, right? So, I mean, at one point or another, it's not cute anymore. And that's where I'm getting at with that analogy. It's not cute anymore, and people are getting fed up, and fans are getting fed up too. It's entertaining for a little bit, but when you piss drivers off, and I'm sure Ross Chastain has a whole laundry list of drivers that he's pissed off. And look, one the last week, look, he stuck up for himself, right? But now you got everybody on your ass about look, you gotta pick your spots right. I mean, look, Martin Truex Jr., I blame that on Martin. He should at least stay behind Ross or just go away on the damn bottom and just ride his ass all the way to the finish line for stage two, right? So there's that. That was Martin's fault, and I was and I knew that race would turn right there on the spot right there. Drivers not keeping up with the racetrack and all this other stuff. That race went to shit right there on that. So you got that, and then you got Ross Chastain once again creating havoc on the racetrack. And yeah, that's one big difference between Ross Chastain was winning a bunch of races, then maybe I cut the dude some slack. But he's not winning races right now. All he's doing is car driving, other giving drivers headaches. Kyle Larson, me and Lance one, and Rich Hendrick calling him out on the presser saying, look, you gotta pick your spots out. I'm paraphrasing for him. You gotta pick out your spots better than what you're doing. Because all you're doing is causing havoc on out there. And Cliff Daniels was very pissed, saying, you have cost us, what, three races now worth of wins. That is what you're doing. And not only that, Ross Chastain, what was the last win? It has to be Talladega or something like that. It has to be Talladega. I'm trying to think of remember. Yeah, when was Ross Chastain's last win? You're listening to 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III. He was you guys. It has to be that because I can't remember. Obviously, Ross Chastain, you ain't won nothing this year. Daniel Suarez, you ain't won nothing this year either. Yeah, if Ross Chastain wasn't on this team, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about no damn track house racing. I promise you that. So that's, and then, of course, Justin Marks, the owner of Trackhouse, right, saying, I believe it was on Monday I saw this, that we're working on those issues in-house with Ross Chastain. After a matter of fact, last year, you remember, folks, that Justin Marks, the same guy, the same owner, that wanted to stick up for him. I mean, he sticks up for him here in this instance, but he stuck up for him saying, I like the way that Ross is moving and driving. I don't want to change a damn thing. This is coming from his owner that said, hey, I don't want to change what he is. I want to leave, dude, be Ross and all that. But now, we're what? Coming into the All-Star race. And we're still having the same freaking issues with guys. And at one point or another, Denny Hamlin last year. It was Denny Hamlin versus Ross Chastain. From that point on, I think was, what, Gateway? Or probably before that anyways. It was before that. It was before Gateway because Denny, we all know what happened then in St. Louis last year with all that. But you're talking about, yes, excuse me, you're talking about, man, excuse me. You're talking about Ross Chastain there. Look, that one car's got speed. And I'm not taking anything away from it. The 99, he was about to get a lap down, like, multiple times last Sunday in Darlington, right? So, something's amiss there. Because last year, both cars, especially early in 2022, they were both super fast. And, of course, I mentioned Daniel Suarez win at Sonoma earlier. So, you had that and everything else between. But now you get to a point where drivers expected that they're not going to cut you any more slack. And to the point of the matter is you have Rick Hendrick calling you out and Justin Marks saying, we're going to work on this in-house to, look, he's got to pick his spots out better. And that's my training process. Not my training. That's my thinking process in all of this. You have to pick out your spots better than what he is right now. There's no need for it. Let's take a restart. Everybody, including the non-regular NASCAR fan, probably knew that the two leaders were going to wreck. And sure enough, hella sure, they did wreck. And Kyle Larson and pile drive Chase Chastain into the next county. Look, there's not enough. At some point, you have to look at yourself and say, look, this is why you're not winning races. This is the big point I'm trying to point out. He ain't winning races right now. And try to think back to his last win. I think it was Talladega, because I don't think he won the playoffs last year. He was consistent. I don't think he won the playoffs last year. I do want him to say that. I don't think he won the playoffs last year, right? So, you got that. So, I understand Jeff Gluck and all this. I understand that, yeah, he's hungry. He wants to win. He ain't won a race in a year. I get that. But you can't be that much damn desperate. You're the damn points leader. And you have to choose. For what I'm seeing right now from the top of the pit box, he's got to choose better, a better angle, better situations where, hey, I can race hard here. I mean, unless the last lap is fine, like the Kyle Larson, John Hunter Nemechek. If that's last lap, okay, I'm cool with that. But like, you still had 20 some odd laps to go, something like that. You could have still made your move. You're like the best car in the long run. I'm not mistaken there. You're the best car on the freaking long run. Then you got impatient there, and Kyle Larson, he had to come back from an issue on pit road early in the race. As well, they both get taken out. William Byron really came on after stage one. He ends up winning the race there as well. So it's just mind-boggling to me that, you know, yeah, hey, it's cute for a while. It can be cute for a while. It can be all fun and games for a while. But when you first make a mistake, yeah, that's a wrap. That's a wrap for y'all. The 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Let's take a look at the top 10 here. William Byron winning the race here. Third win of 2023. Kevin Harvick. Look at that man. Look at Kevin Harvick finishing second in this race. And he scored stage points in both stages there. And then you have follow that up with Chase Elliott there. Chase Elliott, third place finish there in his daddy's old paint scheme there, which was pretty sweet. Brad Keselowski had a strong weekend. Keselowski fourth. Bubba Wallace rallied back from an issue on pit road. He finished in the top five. Harrison Burton, EG3, I'm a sticker. Harrison Burton, top dozen all day long. I mean, this is not one of those things where he just popped up there late and got lucked out. Harrison was up there all day long in the top dozen, all day long and at points in the top 10 as well. Is this the turning point for that team? We'll see. Harrison Burton there, Kyle Busch, Justin Haley, Ryan Blaney and Chris Buescher into the top 10. And RFK, both cars in the top 10 there. Huge. Colleague Racing gets the 31. That's the second race in a row for Justin Haley. Capitalized on the mistakes of others and sealing the deal there with a 8th place finish there in this race. The Goodyear 400, which saw it 3 hours and 23 minutes there in this race. Others, the bounce around here. Todd Gilliland, a spot out to the top 10 and 11th there. Denny Hamlin. A lot of people had Denny Hamlin on this to win this race. Struggled throughout majority of the day to come home 12th. Stenhouse 13th. Bell 14th there. Bell at one point was in the top 10 all day. Then he had an issue on the track there. Going down here. Speaking of Joey Logano. Joey Logano won the race last year. Only 18th this year, folks. Kyle Larson only good for 20th. After spending Ross Chastain, 29th there. Let's see. Martin Truex Jr., that contact with Ross Chastain ended pretty much a promising afternoon for him. He finished 31st. Suarez, the other trackhouse car, finished 34th. Not dead last. Austin Dillon, 35th. Brendan Poole, 36th. Truex, stage one winner. Chastain, stage two winner. Byron wins the race and captures pretty much now. This team, 24 team, was penalized. Minus 60 point playoff points. No. Yeah, there was 10 playoff points, 60 points on the regular season side, 10 points, playoff points there, and he pretty much got those back now. And I don't have the original standings right now. I do have the updated playoffs, and I'll probably touch on that in part two of this episode coming out. But so William Byron continues to rack things up as we head to good old North Wilkesboro. I cannot wait. All this is going to go down on Sunday. Cannot wait for that as well. Lead changes, right? Caution flags, 8 for 47. Most of those were late cautions. Lead changes, 19 among 8 drivers there. North Wilkesboro Speedway is next on the list there. We're going to have the injury list here. And entry list for both the All-Star race is same applies. We'll get to that in part two of this episode. I know the trucks are racing. Ooh, I better get my fantasy pick in here before it's closed off for the trucks. Yeah, the trucks back in the game. They're going to be racing, I think, on Saturday, I want to say, as well. So, this is going to be, I shouldn't have to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. The North Wilkesboro is going to be packed to the brim. This is a legendary weekend here, historic from all purposes, obviously. It was the rebirth, Dale Jr. in his late model last fall. It was officially back open for business there as well. So, the star is going to be out for sure this weekend. I'm pretty sure it is. I'm anxious to see it. I mean, it was all fun and games in the COVID year, right? Where they were racing North Wilkesboro via video game, right? And now, a couple years later, it's all a reality. Unbelievable stuff right there as well. Okay, let's see what we have here. Ooh, ouch. One thing here before we close out here. Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick was docked 10 points this week. Let's see here. Yeah, the officials up penalized the 45 from the 23-11 team Tuesday for violations found in the Cup Series pre-qualifying inspection last week at Darlington Speedway. I thought this was going to happen at Kansas because they also did the same thing. But I guess NASCAR, the 45 team appealed it, and it was all she wrote there. They took it back and everything else like that. But the 43, let's see, oh boy, the 43 is going to be losing some crew members. There we go. This week as well, let's see, yeah, the 43 team of Legacy, that's Eric Jones' number. Two more, let me click on this here, quick here. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, Legacy Motor Club Chevrolet, after a wheel came off during the Cup Series race at Darlington last week, which involved a multi-car stack-up there when the 43 spun, and then at the start of the final stage there and collecting eight other cars. Yeah, that got really wonky there. Yep, that's going to be a vacation there already there. So you lose a crew chief. No, you don't lose a crew chief. You lose two other members of that pit members of that team if your tire comes off the racetrack in any type of form, whether that's on the pit road or if it's on the racetrack. And that was ugly right there by Eric Jones. Tire comes off, and then that wreck collected the second half of those cars back there, which that included, I think, Austin Dillon in that mess there as well. So yeah, there's that here. Let's see, I don't have anything else. Yeah, interesting enough here. Speaking of stars coming out here, let's see. That's not what I want here. Let's see. Yeah, Kasey Kahne was in the news this week, folks, as we close in on the end of this portion of the episode here, the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Let's see. Yeah, Kahne walked away from the sport several years ago. Did tell Jayski or somebody that he would consider going back to start car again. Kasey Kahne is now 43 years old. Wow. He don't look like he's 43 still. He don't look like he's 43 still, but hey, it is what it is. Yeah, he had to leave the sport due to health reasons and really struggling with that aspect of things there as well. So very interesting stuff right there on the other side there as well. Let me see if I can pull up the trucks here real quick here as they're in action this week. Week here, let's see. Yeah, they're at Darlington here. Let me fast forward, get my notes out here for that. This is the 3Y Pod with EG3. Went way too far with that. Let's see. There we go. All right, so I mentioned, yes, Christian Eckes winning the Buckle Up South Carolina 200 there. He led the most laps, actually. He led the most laps in this race, 82 laps, the second highest belong to, I think, Corey Heim. Corey Heim there in, who finished eighth, by the way. So Stuart Friesen, Tanner Gray, William Byron doing double duty last week. Cool Carson Hocevar. That's your top five. Shout out to my guy, EG3 alum, Rasha Kuru. What a bounce back, kid, from a devastating hit last week at Darlington. There, we're pretty sure if he would not messed around with Ty Majeski, you would have finished in the top five. Or probably in the top three, really, with those trucks were handling. But Ross Chastain, no, not Ross Chastain. We talked enough about Ross Chastain. It's about Rasha Kuru, sixth. Attaboy, kid. Attaboy. On one of the more toughest tracks in the circuit. Bubba Wallace, his hero, right behind him. How about that? Sixth and seventh, Corey Heim. Dean Thompson. Dean, how about that? That's my guy right there, Dean Thompson. He also bounced back from a devastating hit. He ran in the top 10 at Darlington last week, but nothing to show for it. Here he backs up that strong run with a ninth place finish. And Caden Honeycutt, woo, got some no-name players up in here. Finishing the 10th spot there as well. Let's see. Christian Eckes winning stage one, the 51 truck here. Who's in that truck this week? Or last week, I should say. I'm trying to find out who won. Was in that truck here. Trying to find it. Can't do it. William Byron. Yeah, of course. Of course. Byron winning stage two. Don't matter. Christian Eckes winning. 2 hours and 2 minutes was the time of this race. There. Let's see. Looks like it was eight cautions for 37 laps. Excuse me. And lead changes 10 among five drivers there as well. It's gonna be a good one. I'm looking forward to the truck race at North Wilkesboro. I expect really good crowds. I wouldn't be surprised if they're both sold out, given the fact that trucks gonna be on this for the first time, I think, ever in the Cup Series, returning to one of its more iconic racetracks in the history of NASCAR. And how about this 75th anniversary of the sport? You can't get much better than that. So, but a lot more on the entry list coming up here. The trucks. Let's see if I can pull up the schedule again. Here, yes, it is a Saturday race. Yep, I don't have the time in front of me right now, so I apologize for that. But it's Saturday, the Tyson 250 North Wilkesboro Speedway going down. The trucks get it all kicked off. All-Star Weekend this weekend. Real quick here, I'm recording this ahead of Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers. Denver took Game 1, but boy, oh boy, they almost blew it. They almost blew a gasket there with the Lakers coming back in the second half, scoring, what, some 72 points that the head coach was talking about for the Nuggets? Ouch. Woo! Yeah, that is not going to cut it. You give up that many points, you might as well pack it up and go back to the house, you know what I'm saying? So there's that. And, of course, Miami, the run continues for them. They take steal and take Game 1 from the defending Eastern Conference champion Boston Celtics there. And a matter of fact there, the Celtics turned the ball over late, too much in the steal, and it cost them. So, but Miami, got to give Miami credit, man. Again, Miami and Boston, once again, for an opportunity to go to the finals once again there as well. So that was a good game last night, and both games were good. I expect both series, obviously, I think the Miami-Boston series is going to be a full out grind out. It's like that. The Lakers and Nuggets might be more of a fast paced game as well. We'll see. I'm interested to see how the adjustments fare out, because the Nuggets, boy, they almost blew a, what was it, what, 20 point lead or 18 point lead? It's one of the two there as well. So we'll be keeping an eye on those this weekend as well. They're going to be doing respectively game threes this weekend when the series changes over to Denver to LA, and on the other side from Boston to Miami. That Boston-Miami is going to be Sunday, and with the way that the schedule is looking at right now, you have the Saturday with Nuggets and the Lakers in Los Angeles, so that when the series shifts over there. But a lot of good stuff there on the basketball court, and of course on the racetrack there. William Byron, Harriet Motorsports, getting another W on a season, and this is the most wins I think he's had in a season. Talking about William Byron on the 24 car there as well. So, and we're halfway through the regular season with getting to the All-Star race at North Wilkesboro there as well. So there's still plenty of racing left to get more. So William Byron right now on fire there as well. Harrison Burton gets my EG300 sticker of the week, and I'm gonna go ahead and throw in You know what? I'm going to go and throw in Justin Haley, also in this mix. Going to throw in Dean Thompson and Rasha Cruz. EG3 having stickers this week on the pod. The 3Wide Podcast. EG3, you're going to get it wherever you get your podcast there. Again, your first time listening. Appreciate you for checking us out this week. You love what you're hearing. Definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button for more racing / other sports content on the 3Y Pod with EG3. It's been a good one, folks. We'll be back a little bit later on here. These episodes will be going out this weekend. Got one should be coming out right now about my running adventures here. The North is what I'm calling it. The documentary leading up to Grandma's, folks. So I got that rolling out beginning this week. So there's that going on. NASCAR back to its roots. Literally. North Wilkesboro. We'll be back here later on this weekend. Appreciate you. This checker flag has waved on this part. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. Appreciate you. EG3 in the building. Eddie Green III. You have been listening to the 3Y Pod with EG3.